I didn't particularly choose that song. It just kind of came up in rotation, but it seems oddly appropriate as we begin our community conversation with West Bend West High School Athletic Director Aaron Felber. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So I would imagine the last couple of months, well, the last 6 months have been interesting, to say the least.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. It has been an adventure, that's for sure.
So just to kind of get the people up to date, we WIAA did some adjusting and so on and so forth. And so we're having the fall sports season for the most part in the fall. And I want you to take it from there.
Sure. Right now, we've been working hard really to provide as many opportunities as we can for the students. And it's been great to have everybody back. And we started, it was middle of August. We started girls golf, girls tennis, and then girls and boys cross country and girls swim and dive. And then we just recently started up with girls volleyball, boys soccer, and football and dance. So we are full swing with all of our sports right now. And if I could start, if you don't mind, just giving you a little overview of how the teams have been doing.
Absolutely.
So our golf team, it's a West Bend co-op team between East and West, and we have been having a lot of success this fall, and the team is led by Haley Matinere, who is a East student, and then our girls swim and dive team started off with a couple big wins over Whitefish Bay and Homestead, and girls and boys cross-country, we just hosted the Jamie Block cross country event. It looked a little bit different this year. Typically we would have 16 teams that attend. And this year we ended up having 9, but it was a huge success. We just had to space things out a little bit more throughout the day. So we didn't have any overlap with spectators, and we had several top performers. And then they went on to the Brookfield Central Triangular, where the girls finished first and the boys finished second. And then our girls tennis program for West has had a strong start. They beat Menominee Falls over the weekend 4-3, and they were victorious over Slinger. They won 5-2, which was great last year. I believe Slinger beat our varsity girls tennis team 7-0, so it was a good comeback this year.
Oh, good.
Our girls volleyball program is off to an awesome start. They beat Port Washington at all three levels. And then over the weekend, I hosted a JV2 quad, and our freshman team, they went 9-0 for the weekend.
Oh.
And then we have boys soccer. Boys soccer played against the homeschool team on Friday night, and they were victorious and won 3-1. And then we played East the first time around, and we had a 2-2 tie on Saturday night. So it'll be fun to continue that battle on Thursday, October 1st. And our football team had a scrimmage against Tosa West on Friday. It was just great to see everybody under the lights again. And then this week we will kick off our conference season against Homestead. So West Bend West is home on Friday at 7 p.m. against Homestead. Our JV2 will play this Thursday at 4:30. And that would be at Homestead. And our dance team is excited to get their season underway, and they'll be performing at halftime on Friday as well. And last but not least, we have the Trail Sharks mountain biking team. Unfortunately, due to COVID, competitions have all been canceled this season, but they have had the opportunity to still practice.
Okay.
So that's my sports update for you, Rick.
Well, there you go. So, How are numbers compared to last year? I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they're pretty consistent. I'd like to think that a lot of students were just so eager and anxious to get back out there. So we're in a good spot. I think we could use some more boys on the soccer team. Those numbers are a little bit lower, but every other program is doing well as far as numbers goes.
Okay. All right. And the conference sort of set some limits as far as spectators for fall sports.
Yes. So we worked as the conference athletic director, so all 10 of our schools in the North Shore Conference, along with all of the superintendents for the district as well. So we had several meetings trying to figure out what the best route would be to keep all of our students and staff and community members safe. So our spectator policy, or I should say our spectator guidelines, are for dance, football, soccer, and volleyball, two spectator passes have been distributed for each student athlete, and then that pass will admit one immediate family member for both home and away competitions. And we define immediate family as parents, guardians, grandparents, and siblings. So, for example, if your, let's say, son plays on the JV2 football team, your pass would be specific for the JV2 football program, or for the team, not necessarily for the entire program.
Gotcha.
And then for swim and dive, we unfortunately, due to the size of our facility at this time, no spectators are allowed at our home swim meets. And again, even at the away swim meets, there are a few schools who are allowing one spectator just because their size allows for it. But I will tell you, we will be live streaming every swim and dive meet that we have at home. And then we will also be live streaming anything that's in the football stadium, in our field house, our south gym, or the soccer stadium. And I want to give a big shout out to the West Booster Club because they really supported me and helped make this possible for everybody.
Great. So if people want to watch, where do they find the live stream?
So we have a couple different live streams going on. So we have the NFHS Network, which I have it posted on my website, and then also on the West Athletics Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. So if you go to nfhs.com, and you, it's going to prompt you to type what school you want to follow. So you'll say you want to follow West Bend West High School. And then after that, it will ask you to just create a login account. And you should be able to, at that point, follow anything that is posted for West Bend West. As okay. far as the pool goes, we have a YouTube channel, which, again, I have posted on social media and the website and also on our swim page through Facebook. And all of the live stream will go through YouTube for that. And we're working collaboratively with West Bend Community TV as well. So they're going to try to come and do as many of our home football games as possible. So I have to tell you, though, Rick, the coolest part is that this live streaming is also on demand. So
oh.
if you can't watch it right at the time, it's not a problem. You will be able to go back and watch anytime it's convenient for you.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So I know the West Bend West Booster Club has always been active. Do they have anything going on this fall?
We actually just had our first meeting of the school year this past Monday, and it's looking a little different because typically in the past our booster club would be planning the tailgate right now for homecoming, and unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we are not able to host the tailgate at this time, but that doesn't stop our booster club. They've been very supportive in other ways, and I know they have a few tricks up their sleeves right now with some surprises for our coaches that have been working so hard. So they're just a phone call away and willing to help in anything they can.
All right. Well, now, speaking of homecoming is early.
It is. Ready or not, here we go.
Because the homecoming game is on the 2nd, right, of October?
You got it. So it is Friday, October 7th, or 2nd, I'm sorry, at 7 p.m. And this year, West is the home team for homecoming. We are working currently with the health department to see if we can have a parade on that Friday, October 2nd, which would start at 4:15 p.m. And then we also want to have our Athletic Hall of Fame inductions that will go on just before the start of the football game.
Okay. And dance team, I'm guessing, at halftime and that kind of stuff.
Yep. Dance team will be performing at halftime. And like I said, for the passes work for the dance team just as much as they do for the football team. And then I think I forgot to mention with our spectator guidelines that with cross-country, tennis, and golf, there is a little bit more flexibility, but we are certainly encouraging everybody, all spectators, to wear masks and socially distance whenever it's possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I talked to Jen last week, and she said, yeah, homecoming is going to look a lot, well, not a lot. Maybe a lot different this year because there won't be, I'm sure there'll be some of the same activities at school. I mean, you may as well do a dress-up days, right? What's the...
I know our student council is working hard on the dress-up days.
And spirit days and that kind of stuff. And it's great that, that the games will be streamed and, people can watch them. You can watch the game from, their living room since they can't be out at the field.
Yep. And I have to say, we're constantly meeting every single week to try to, reassess the situation and see if any changes need to be made to our guidelines. But right now our priority is keeping everybody safe and trying our very best to keep all of our fall sports going, hopefully to the end of their seasons, their respective seasons.
Right, right. And I know we just started fall sports, but I've had a couple of people say, well, what's the deal with winter sports? Are you getting some guidance from the WIAA at this point on winter sports?
The most recent guidance we got from the WIAA was given to us on Friday, and that was actually addressing some of the state tournaments for our fall sports.
Oh, right, so because you can't do any UW facilities for the tournaments.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So we have what came out with the WIAA. They said that the board voted for state girls golf to be at the Black Wolf Run in Kohler. And then the state girls swimming and diving championships are going to be held at Waukesha South High School. And Division One state girls team and individual tennis tournaments will be at the Lake Geneva Tennis Club, and the Division II state girls team and individual tennis tournaments are scheduled to be held at the Sports Corps in Kohler. Okay. My hope is also, I know West Bend West, we're scheduled to host sectionals for cross country. So I'm just waiting on guidance from the WIAA on that as to if I can proceed.
Oh,
with
sure.
Sectionals.
Sure. And are they talking a state football tournament or no?
I have personally not heard anything one way or the other at this moment. To answer your question, as far as winter sports, they certainly have been discussing how we can still start our winter sports. And as you may or may not know, the seasons have all just been shortened just a little bit. So
right.
Regardless if your school district chooses to have a fall season or not, everything has been either condensed or, like for the spring sports, for example, they have been shifted to May and June.
So we're back to summer baseball. go figure.
Absolutely.
Go figure. Who knew, right? Did I forget anything, Aaron?
I don't think so. I appreciate you having me on, and I know that it kills me not to have tons and tons of students in the stands. So please know that we certainly would love for COVID-19 to not be with us, and we could have all of our kids back in the stands.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. West Bend West High School Athletic Director Aaron Felber, Community Conversation this morning.